Broward attorney and GOP state committee man Richard DiNapoli was motivated to come volunteer after he got a call from an employee at Avis Rent-A-Car in the Fort Lauderdale airport. That was last Sunday the 11th. Someone, he says, found a lone provisional ballot box from the supervisor of elections left in a car.
Turned out that, according to the sheriff's inventory, that there was only unmarked ballots in the box, along with supplies and other materials. But still, having unmarked ballots, floating around Dinh County or sitting at the airport is not really a thing that inspires confidence.
After tearing through the Senate recount on Friday, DiNapoli felt there was little hope for Senator Nelson to win. Most of the ballots, he says, were undervotes or didn't have a mark for either candidate.
Out of all those votes yesterday, probably like 30,000, only a handful actually were, marked in some fashion. So I don't see really a path for Senator Nelson when this was his largest county where he hoped to pick things up.
Hundreds of volunteers, including DiNapoli, arrived around 6 a.m. Saturday. They hand-counted over 22,000 ballots for the Florida Agriculture Commissioner race. At that time, Democrat Nikki Fried was leading Republican Matt Caldwell by fewer than 6,000 votes. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.